Hello and welcome back to Coffee
welcome.
Clutch. I'm Joanne Wild.
And I'm Betsy Quincy.
And today we have a very special episode for you where we discuss the Pope and sample a lovely cold brew and lemon lime cookie.
They're so good.
You already had one?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I get it. They look delicious.
They do. And they are.
And how sweet the day is.
Oh, I messed it up. I messed that intro up again.
Oh, it's okay.
Every time.
We'll get it. All right. Well, today, somebody already had a nibble, but we're going to try this lemon lime cookie from Greenberg's on 4th.
Mm.
I'm very excited. I've never had one before.
They're so good. You know, I heard they're made with Sierra Mist.
Wow.
That's a soda, right, Bryce?
Yeah, it's a soda pop.
Mm-hmm.
I love pop.
I say soda because I'm trying to be, I try to appeal to the masses and not just the Midwest.
We do have many listeners across the country. Mm-hmm. So yeah, soda cookies. All right, here we go. With a little bit of cold brew to go with it, I'm going to.
Joanne, don't dip it in the cold brew. That's disgusting.
I think it's quite nice. Actually, it's refreshing.
Okay.
You should try it.
No, thank you. The coffee's delicious. It has a hint of nutmeg.
A nutmeg, yeah. You are so good at this. Should we go to social media?
We go to social media. 1 second, I'm going to pull up the questions here.
Bryce, you never have it ready.
Ever.
Well, hello out there, listenership.
Hello out there.
Far reaches of the United States of America and beyond.
And one in Peru. That might,
we might have some international listeners.
Yeah, that we don't know at all.
No, not at all, Joanne.
I'm going to get to the first question, which is, it comes from @veggieburger. This is directed at you, Betsy.
Oh.
Hmm.
How do the Blue Rock summers compare to Grand Rapids summers?
Interesting question, and I would have to say that they're very similar, except for the fact that in Grand Rapids, we can have fireworks in our own town.
No.
You know, and as our listeners know, we cannot have fireworks in the town of Blue Rock. Every 4th of July, we celebrate by watching the neighboring town's fireworks. So.
Yeah, wow. What is it like being that close to the fireworks?
Well, it's amazing. It looks like they're going to fall right on your head, but they never do.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you can come with me to Grand Rapids next summer.
No, thanks. I'm not going
to
go there.
Sometimes my husband at work has to work very closely with fire, like tossing up and down and catching things on fire over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be very dangerous. Can't imagine with fireworks just exploding everywhere.
Well, they're not everywhere. It's just in the sky.
Oh. What's the next question, Bryce?
This comes from at your house right now.
What?
Who's that? Is that a person?
My gosh.
Are they saying they're at our house right now?
Should I call Brian?
Whose house? Which one?
It's my house or Betsy's house?
Or Bryce?
I'm just going to go to the question, which is how old are you?
It's not very nice to ask somebody their age.
I don't want people to know my identity, so I'm going to say 25.
That was a lovely age.
That was my favorite age.
My favorite age was 32.
My favorite age was 4.
How do you remember that?
I remember just getting spanked a lot. I remember it instilled a lot of discipline in me.
I never spanked Brian, but...
I never spanked any of my children. What's the next question?
This comes from Penn Island Giveaway.
Penn Island Giveaway. Interesting. I've never even heard of Penn Island.
They want to know What do you prefer, long walks on the beach or subway rides through the city?
I have never been to the beach or on a subway. I've been to the subway on Maplewood.
That's a sandwich shop.
Well, I enjoy that.
I have been to both a beach and a city with a subway, and I can tell you that I prefer neither. I don't like either of those things. I don't like lots of sand, and I don't like lots of people. And I'll tell you what, you'll find both at both places.
I think we should move on.
So our guest today is a nun. Her name is Sister Marie Beaujolais from our very own Blue Rock. Welcome, sister.
Welcome.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here.
Oh my gosh. We've been so excited for you to be here, too.
We're very excited to have you.
It's so nice to be back in Blue Rock. I just got back from a woman's retreat in West Falls, Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a woman's retreat for nuns.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, aren't all nuns women? But then I understood that it was women's retreat for nuns. I
got it. Nun women, yes.
Yeah. So, sister, tell us, were you so excited to have the Pope visit America for the first time recently?
Oh, so excited. I am a big fan of Pope Frankie Frank.
Is that what they call him?
Oh, yeah. That's so cool. That we have several nicknames for him, Friar Frank, Frankie Frou Frou, and just Pope Francis.
Mm-hmm. That's what I call him.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Some of the nuns, they do his hair, you know, they put his hair in a bun, a man bun.
Oh.
At the Vatican?
Is that what's under that little hat?
Yeah, that's why the hat has to be so tall.
Sometimes, because when it gets hot, he likes to have his hair away from his face.
Oh, you know, he only wears those tall hats when he's like officiating. When he's walking around, he wears those flat yarmulke looking hats.
It could probably still hide a small bun.
Maybe
it might be more of a top knot.
Sometimes I wear a bun under my baseball cap if it's really hot out and I'm at my neighbor's pool.
Well, he's a fox. We all agree he's a fox.
Yeah. That's an interesting thing to call him. So, what do you feel about his views? You know, he's more moderate, they say, than the popes preceding him.
Yeah, I think that he is definitely more of a feminist than our previous popes.
Okay,
which is nice because mm-hmm. I consider myself a strong female advocate, especially in the nun community, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like he's one of us. I feel like he's one of the sisters. He has a lot of very open views on different issues like
climate change. Immigration, I know, are big on his lists lately.
He talks really slow, I've noticed.
Well, when he speaks in English, is that what you mean? When he's talking, he's from Argentina, so he's not terribly good at speaking English, and who can blame him? I mean, he has a lot of other things to focus on.
That's true.
Argentinian is a nice language. Mm-hmm.
Do you speak it?
It's actually Spanish.
Right. I don't speak either.
Just the one.
Just the one. I don't speak that.
Nobody speaks Argentinian.
Yeah, no one speaks Spanish. It's a dead language.
Okay. I think you're thinking about Latin.
Ah, what a historically packed language that is, Latin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love history packed into that language.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I would have loved to study history at the university, but I did not.
What did you study?
I studied art.
Oh, that's...
Are you a painter?
I dabble with the pastels.
Wow.
Yeah, I dabble with the pastels. I like to do nudes, pastels.
Really?
Yeah, that's shocking to me because you're a nun.
All women.
Wow.
The female body is a complex regroupment of Adams and Eves. I'm not going to lie. I've been wanting to say that joke for a while.
That was pretty good.
That was really good.
Joanne, do you understand?
I don't understand it, but I liked it a lot.
I don't think I've ever laughed at a nun joke. So
I've never met a nun before myself.
Really?
You are my first nun.
Well, how am I doing?
I'm just in awe. I'm just learning and listening.
You're like a cool nun.
You know.
I was going to say that.
At the retreat, I was known, I was quite known for my ability to stay up real late.
Okay, so how do you feel, if you don't mind me asking, about gay marriage?
Oh.
Or as we like to call it, or as I like to call it, marriage.
Yeah. Ooh, now that's a strong statement. You know, it's funny because gay marriage... you know, it's like having, how do I say, it's a new phenomenon that's, we have to get used to, you know, it's a little bit like the environment.
Okay.
When you think about
it. I wouldn't necessarily call it a new phenomenon, but
I thought that was in the Bible.
Very
talk
new.
About it a little bit.
It's a very new phenomenon.
My great-grandpa was gay.
Yeah.
Was he one of the founders of the whole movement?
I don't think so, but I don't really know my family history.
Bryce, it's not a movement. It's not a movement.
I love history, so I need to brush up.
You know
on
what?
That
why
right
don't
now.
We switch gears here?
And, sure.
I'm just going to go ahead and ask you, you know, where else you've traveled and how it compares to Blue Rock.
Ooh, I've traveled I've done both coasts. So I've done the West Coast of the Americas.
California?
No, actually, I've done Washington, where, you know, speaking of environment, you know how now they're trying to saddle cows with knapsacks in order to absorb their
methane,
their farts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's really important to preserve the ozone layer.
Where do they put it? I mean, it seems like they're just going to have lots of bags of cow farts.
I don't know where that's... that's another
issue. That's
exactly
what they do. They put them in bags.
And then what do they do with the bags? There's just going to be buildings and buildings of cow farts.
There's a warehouse for them, I think.
For the bags?
For the bags. It's like a very big fire danger and hazard. So.
See, I was going to guess that they light them on fire.
Well, then that would produce more carbon dioxide and other things that would go into the atmosphere.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You need to contain the bags.
Yeah, I think that's the moral of the whole life story. We need to contain a lot, you know, cow farts, who we want to marry, just a lot of
I'm just going to, you know, it just seems like you're not too keen on the idea of gay marriage, which is okay because I wasn't expecting you to be, but I just thought maybe, I don't know, it just seems like you don't want to say it.
Oh, I love a big wedding. I am a fan. I mean, I will get on that dance floor. I'll boogie with the rest of them until the wee hours of the...
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Marie, have you heard of or traveled to a place called...
Penn Island.
Penn Island. That rings a bell.
We've been trying to figure it out. Where it is.
You know, you've traveled a lot, but since you're a nun, I'm going to guess you probably haven't been to Penn Island.
Well, back in my heyday, God knows where I went. I could have been to Penn Island.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I'm wondering my exploration phase. I don't know. I wasn't always very aware of what I was doing, where I was going.
I wonder how big it is. Like the
shape. Oh, I'm sure it's pretty narrow.
Yeah.
Well, if it's named after a pin.
That's true.
Good point.
Well, I really want to thank you for coming today.
I want to thank both of you, Betsy, Joanne, Bernie. Thank you.
My name's Bryce.
Okay. Oh, right. Thank you so much for coming. Bryce, you want to get ready to go
ahead? This was so much fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Where are we? Oh, yeah.
So this was really fun talking about the Pope, who I just adore.
He's very cute.
I just adore. And those cookies, so good. And the coffee came from Coffee Palace on 3rd and Wilmont.
Which is who has sponsored our episode today.
Yeah. And the owner, you know, Bernard. Mm-hmm. Samson. He prefers to go by Bernard, you know, after his father, Bernie, died in that tractor accident.